Welcome to this edition of Amazing Creation. I'm your host, Fred Johnson. This show is about the credibility of the scriptures as they pertain to the creation of the world and our origins, and in contrast to the dogma of evolution. The show is produced by the Triangle Association for the Science of Creation, that's shortened to TASC, T-A-S-C, a Raleigh, North Carolina group of scientists and lay folks whose mission is to increase awareness of the scientific evidence supporting the plain, straightforward understanding of the biblical account of creation. Evolution is almost universally now taught in our public schools, colleges, and universities as the origin of all of life we see around us. But there are many, including highly educated scientists, who see evolution not only as impossible, but moreover as untenable when made to stand beside the revealed Word of God in the Bible. Our topic today is entitled Intelligent Design in Physics with Dr. Dan Reynolds. Dr. Reynolds has a PhD in organic chemistry from the University of Texas at Austin. He's been at the GSK Pharmaceutical Company for almost 25 years, studying the chemistry of the degradation of drugs when they are put under extreme storage conditions. Dan has been active in TASC since 1996, which is how I've gotten to know him, and he has served in a number of offices there, including chairman. And in his spare time, Dan has in the past taught a creation science class at Southeastern Bible College. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Fred. I'm glad to be here and have a chance to talk with you about intelligent design.
Dan, let's begin by your telling us what intelligent design is.
Sure. Intelligent design is the scientific theory that explores the possibility that many features of the universe were designed by an intelligence instead of merely being the result of some physical process. Physics and biology are the areas most commonly discussed in this light. Intelligent design advocates have developed ways to empirically detect the operation of intelligent design and quantify information in natural objects, thereby making ID part of science.
I know that in addition to your formal training and extensive experience in chemistry, you are an accomplished amateur astronomer, and from presentations you have made at our TASC meetings that you have a keen interest in physics and astronomy. Tell us what you know about what physicists and astronomers claim to understand about the origin of this universe.
Sure. Well, our universe consists of an estimated 100 billion galaxies, each containing an average 100 billion stars. Many scientists believe our universe is 13.8 billion years old. The universe appears to be expanding in size. Atheists say that science is showing us that there is no need for a creator, that nature can create and maintain itself. For that to be true, they must somehow show that the universe has always existed, something they have so far been unable to do. At least two lines of scientific evidence indicate our universe had a beginning. First is the expansion of the universe. All galaxies appear to be moving apart from one another and at an accelerating pace. If one traces the paths of the galaxies back in time, they find that all the galaxies converge on the same place. The galaxies were apparently combined together in one mass at one point in time. All this matter combines and gravity becomes so immense that time itself stops. This is a consequence of Einstein's theory of relativity, our best theory of gravity. In other words, time itself, as well as our universe, had a beginning. Another line of evidence has to do with the second law of thermodynamics. The second law states that for every spontaneous process, the total amount of useful energy in the universe decreases. If the universe had been in existence for eternity, there would no longer be any useful energy, according to the second law. However, we all know that there is still plenty of useful energy. The sun warms the earth, food gives us energy for living, and so forth. So, since there is still some useful energy left, the universe must have a finite age, or in other words, it had a beginning. If the data had suggested the universe was eternal, we might conclude it had no beginning, so there would be no need to explain its origin. But this isn't the case. So the beginning of the universe remains an unsolved scientific mystery. Our science has not been able to penetrate this mystery, although theories abound. Some speculate that there are physical laws that cause the creation of universes, each with its own unique set of physical laws and constants. One theory, called string theory, says there may be as many as 10 to the 500th power universes with four large dimensions like our universe. That we happen to be in one of the few universes that allows for beings like ourselves to exist is merely good fortune, they say. However, we have no data that supports the existence of other universes or of physical laws that generate universes. Even if such laws existed, then the question would be, where did those laws come from? And yet, even the best theories that allow for the generation of multiple universes still require a beginning. They do not allow for an eternity past. What is needed in the way of an explanation for the universe is an uncaused cause, something that has existed forever and had no beginning. A cause that could explain why the universe has just the right laws and properties to allow our existence. In other words, it would explain why our universe appears to be fine-tuned for life. Some scientists say nature has always existed and created the universe. The problem with that explanation is that there is no evidence it is true. As already stated, several lines of scientific evidence suggest the universe had a beginning, which includes all that we know about nature, including the laws of nature. Of course, one logical explanation is that God created the universe. God has always existed and has the power and wisdom to design a universe with the right properties to sustain life. Based on the available evidence and the demonstrated reliability of the scriptures, the inference that God is behind our existence is the most logical explanation.
Dan, you used the phrase that our universe or our place here has been fine-tuned. What do you mean by that?
It turns out that the known physical laws and constants of our universe are just exactly what they need to be for us to exist. The four main forces in nature are the strong nuclear force, the weak nuclear force, electromagnetism, and gravity. The strong and weak forces control how quarks, protons, and neutrons are held together inside of atoms. Electromagnetism deals with the charged particles and light. Gravity, of course, is the attractive force between objects with mass. Change any of these laws or constants just a little, and you change chemistry or the rate at which stars convert hydrogen into helium. Changing chemistry could affect what elements exist and their chemical properties. The chemistry of life is dependent upon things just being as they are. Change chemistry, and life as we know it would be impossible. Change the rate of the conversion of hydrogen into helium in stars, and stars would either be hotter or colder. Life as we know it depends on the existence of liquid water, which needs a very narrow range of temperature and pressure. The Earth is located in what some have referred to as the Goldilocks zone. If it were a little further from the sun, it would be too cold and the oceans would freeze. A little closer and it would be too hot and the oceans would boil. Our moon keeps the Earth tilted on its axis of rotation, which gives us consistent seasons and tides and a stable climate. The Earth has a magnetic field, which protects us from harmful radiation from the sun and space. The Earth has an oxygen atmosphere, which provides ozone and protects us from UV radiation. The hydraulic cycle provides rain for vegetation, and on and on. So we see that everything is in balance and just what it is needed for our existence. Could all this just be an accident? Even the famous atheist physicist Stephen Hawking acknowledges fine-tuning, and I quote, "The emergence of the complex structures capable of supporting intelligent observers seems to be very fragile. The laws of nature form a system that is extremely fine-tuned, and very little in physical law can be altered without destroying the possibility of the development of life as we know it. Were it not for a series of startling coincidences in the precise details of physical law, it seems humans and similar life forms would never have come into being."
So, Dan, how do secular scientists explain this fine-tuning?
Well, as I said, some think there are trillions of other universes with varying physical laws. According to these scientists, we just happen to be in a universe configured for our existence.
Does their explanation eliminate God as creator?
As we have seen, even the best theories that allow for multiple universes still require a beginning. So far, we have no empirical evidence for the existence of other universes. All the evidence that we do have on our own universe points to a beginning. With only one universe, fine-tuning is a real problem. Science does not know of any physical reason our universe has the laws it has. Of course, a wise and intelligent designer like God could invent a universe with all the required physical properties to support life as we know it. We know that intelligent agents like ourselves can build complicated objects like computers and spacecraft. So saying God is an explanation for the existence of our universe is consistent with all we know about the physical world and intelligent agents.
Dan, I'm going to change the subject a little bit. We've recently heard of the discovery of the Higgs boson, whatever that is. What's the significance of that discovery?
Well, the discovery of the Higgs boson at the Large Hadron Collider in Europe recently completed the standard model of particle physics. The Higgs particle and its associated field are thought to be what imparts mass to the other subatomic particles. Evidence for gravity waves, predicted by Einstein a century ago, have recently been discovered in the cosmic background microwave radiation. Gravity waves are waves of energy in space-time caused by an accelerating mass. Space-time is like a fabric that can be molded by gravity. Less certain was the evidence for cosmic inflation, the alleged period just after the Big Bang when the universe expanded faster than the speed of light for a fraction of a second. The evidence for inflation is less certain because there may be other possible causes that can account for the polarization seen in the cosmic microwave background that has been taken as evidence for inflation. Another problem has to do with the Higgs boson. The mass of the Higgs and the strength of the Higgs field may render many inflation theories untenable because the inflation field would then be unstable and would prematurely collapse, disallowing the formation of our universe. However, if confirmed, the discovery of evidence for inflation would be a great achievement. Would the confirmation of inflation prove the Big Bang is a fact? No. There are creationist cosmologies that can invoke a period of rapid expansion. Would the confirmation of inflation prove there are other universes or a multiverse? No. While there are inflation theories that do predict other universes, empirical evidence would be needed to substantiate the existence of other universes. However, first, inflation needs to be confirmed. If inflation is confirmed, then it too will have had to start and stop at the right time and expand at the right rate in order to get our universe. In other words, inflation will be one more piece of evidence for fine-tuning of physics. Again, no one knows what would start, stop, or regulate inflation in the exact way needed for our universe.
Dan, we're about out of time today. Do you have any concluding remarks?
Sure, just a summary. The expanding universe and the second law of thermodynamics, as well as the recent theories about the origin of our universe, including inflation, point to a beginning. Second, the laws of physics and chemistry appear to be fine-tuned for our existence. Without any theory that explains why nature is the way we find it or evidence for other universes, fine-tuning is best explained by intelligent design. Only an all-powerful God could create a universe from nothing and give it the required properties for life as we know it. The four fundamental forces, quantum mechanics and the chemical properties of the elements, the laws of thermodynamics, the nature of gravity, our planet's position around the sun, the composition of our atmosphere, the presence of a large moon, the nature of our sun, and so many other things all point to a creator. Genesis 1:1 summarizes this nicely. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Well, thank you, Dr. Dan Reynolds, for reminding us of the marvelous and infinite amount of detail that God has put into His creation. And thanks to you, listeners, for tuning in. You can find out more about TASC and some good information about the scientific study of the world from the perspective of those who take the Scripture seriously at the TASC website, task-creationscience.org. That's TASC-creationscience.org. There you can learn about TASC's monthly meetings, which are open to the public, subscribe to the monthly newsletter, and read and download previous articles. Until next time, this has been Fred Johnson for Amazing Creation.